What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Daphne Barnes, Executive Director of Economic Mobility over at GNO Inc. And we've had Daphne on the show many, many times talking about a number of initiatives that GNO Inc. has taken on. But we're going to start out with her Katrina experience because she was a school teacher in the New Orleans public school system. And Daphne, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. Welcome. Thank you for having me on, Noel. How are you?
Thank you for joining us. So, Daphne, let's start out with your Katrina experience.
Well, you know, Katrina, as for a lot of our families, was incredibly devastating for me. Our family, of course, evacuated. We were in a little town called Iota. I don't know if you're even familiar, but
I know
Iota,
where it is.
They had T-shirts that said, "Where the heck is Iota?" So that's where we were. We came home, and I don't know if you know this, but I actually live in Belchase. We came home, and if you don't know about Plaquemines Parish, which is right outside of New Orleans, and you know, it's a rural area. We were completely wiped away. My grandparents' house, we walked through and it was sideways about a mile away from where it was. It was laying on its side. Our home, the roof was blown off our home. It was a two-story house. The entire half of the second floor was blown off. We had to pick up pictures in the streets. I'm thankful we didn't lose family members. I have an uncle. Everyone has a colorful uncle in their family, and he tells the story of how they had to rescue him off of a telephone pole because the water was so high in his trailer that it lifted him up high enough to be on a telephone pole, and he was rescued from there. That's in Plaquemines Parish, and you know, we hear about the devastation in New Orleans and our surrounding parishes. We experienced a lot. When I drive back home further down towards Port Sulphur in the Naren area, completely unrecognizable, and hardly anyone has come back. It chokes me up just thinking about it today, where I played as a child in the country, you know, riding four-wheelers and, you know, go-karts and out with my cousins. It's no longer there anymore. And my son can't experience that. Everyone's gone.
Have you moved back to that area or no?
We do live in Belchase. Some of my family is further down in the Port Sulphur and Naren area, but I would say about 80% of them are gone now. So that culture is no longer there as it was for me. We have rebuilt in Plaquemines Parish where, you know, I don't know if you remember the Port Sulphur Broncos, where
Absolutely.
My parents graduated from school. The Port Sulphur Broncos and Burris, they joined together for South Plaquemines on the east bank of the parish where I taught for a while at Phoenix High School, very, you know, small local community. They fought and was able to place a school back in Phoenix because that's the lifeblood of the East Bank in Plaquemines Parish. And I have family on both sides of the river. And so they're all, you know, those communities are still rebuilding. And we have, you know, we've come together and things look different. But the spirit of the people are still there, which I think is incredibly important. And one of the things that really came out, especially with teaching, was the power of our community. Because the recovery wasn't led by one single institution. It was a collective effort. We had churches, nonprofit, grassroots organizers, and really our ordinary citizens, our families, our neighbors. They carried the weight of it in those early days. We all carried the weight. We had neighbors with their chainsaws cutting down trees. We came together. And it's hard, but, you know, what I'm hoping for that comes out of this, you know, I hate the term resilience. What I want to talk about is resurgence of New Orleans. That's what we need of our entire region.
Yeah, you know, I had this conversation, I've said it a couple times on air with Walt Leger the other day, where we always talk about how we punch above our weight. And, and you know, I said, well, we probably need to put on some more weight. And he goes, well, muscle mass for sure. You know, because
absolutely.
You know, it can't be that we're always punching above our weight, right? I mean, we have to be the big boy at some point in time. And
yes.
And I love that observation that you make. I too don't like this resilience moniker, because it always sounds to me like we're always in a struggle, you know.
Yes.
And we're always fighting to survive as opposed to exceeding, you know, excelling. And so I don't know. It's just, I kind of have the same pet peeve you do, Daphne. I don't like
the
term.
I get so tired of it. And you know, when we talk about excelling and putting on muscle, think about what just happened in education today. We have two top schools that's been named nationwide. Ben Franklin High School, which has, you know, we've known this for years. But Lake Forest Elementary, New Orleans East, one of our hardest hit areas, the number one elementary school. You're talking about nationwide. You want to talk about with some real muscle? I mean, that's what's going on in places where sometimes we hear negative stories. Let's talk about New Orleans East. Let's talk about Lake Forest Elementary and Middle School. You know,
yeah, you made an observation just a second ago, and I think that's really the difference maker about how, you know, communities rallied around their school, right? Where their children were going to school, and teachers rallied around their school, and you had parents showing up with chainsaws and brooms and garbage bags and mops and paintbrushes and paint, and, you know, because they knew that the fastest way to get their life back together was to get their kids' school back, right?
And, absolutely.
You know, and I think that's the difference between the kids that kind of came in through the Katrina days and the aftermath. I think a lot better psychologically were those that got back into their place, their school home, so to speak,
exactly,
sooner rather than later. Yeah, your thoughts about
that? I'm with you 100%. And I want to tell you, you know, we face changes with our school system. But the normalcy and routine, as we all know, is what young people need. And we also know that New Orleans is rooted in where you went to school. That's a part, that's an intrinsic part of who we are, right? If someone asks, and this may sound repetitive, but if someone asks what school you went to, I mean, we want to know what high school you went to.
Right.
And parents talked about this. This was part of the neighborhoods. This was part of the culture. Whoever taught your parent in eighth grade was most likely going to be your eighth grade teacher. Right?
Right.
We talk about how schools, even now, the importance of schools. We see a number of schools returning to their pre-Katrina names because of the community. Right?
Yep,
how
absolutely.
Much it meant. And so when you see this going on, that is an indicator of how important school is to our young people. And having them back placed in normalcy is something that is an indicator of their psychological well-being.
Yeah, no doubt.
I mean, we see this constant when school is interrupted. We could see it in COVID, what happened with young people, even with socialization, even with learning outcomes. We have to make sure our young people are learning.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Daphne, I want to make sure that I leave ourselves enough time to talk about I love the path that you're on there, you know, and it's so true in so many different ways. But let's talk about NOLA Connect series. It's something that the NOLA Coalition is doing, and I want to make sure that we have enough time to talk about it. So tell us
Absolutely.
About what's going on there.
So NOLA Connect is something we're doing with the NOLA Coalition. Our initiative is designed to go into targeted neighborhoods, and it is a strategic listening and engagement initiative. And we want to do this to strengthen our youth violence prevention through targeted, data-informed investments in community-identified priorities. We want to make sure that when we go into communities and we're hearing back from them and getting what they want to hear. And we're looking at, we've done one in Mid-City in partnership with Son of a Saint. We are doing our Algiers. We're currently planning our Algiers NOLA Connect listening tour. And then we are going to New Orleans East. And on deck coming up is also going to be the Lower Ninth Ward. And if you look at the trajectory and look at where we're playing, these are all areas where we can see a little bit more resurgence, a little bit more for our young people. We want to see more community and business investment there. And we want to, you know, NOLA Connect operates at the intersection of community voice, public safety, and coordinated implementation. And so we are, you know, collecting some data. We're asking the people what they want to see. We're partnering with trusted community-based nonprofits and gathering quantifiable neighborhood-level data to shape priorities based on what the community is saying. And I cannot emphasize that enough. You know, each community is going to have a different need.
I'm really excited y'all are going to the East and to kind of bring it back kind of under this Katrina umbrella. I said this the other day, I guess, you know, I'm sure I'll get criticized for it, but I just have to make these observations. For me, I actually lived in the East for a while. For me, the East was always an economic center that I thought in the aftermath of Katrina got ignored. And it was almost as if we migrated over to the lower nine as though that was the major economic center of the city. And that's the story that the national media has kind of put out there for a long, long time. I don't know why we embraced it, because I think we sold ourselves short in our story as to how we were trying to rebuild the city, because the government is financed by taxes, and you got to go to economic microeconomic centers, get them up and running, get the tax base going and everything else. But for some reason, we seem to have forgotten that the East was a huge economic center. And as I drive through the East today, and that's why I was really excited about hearing about Lake Forest Elementary. When as we drive through the East today, I still feel it. You know, I mean, 20 years later, right? It feels like we are still struggling. And it presents itself that we're still struggling. Your thoughts?
So I'm going to tell you, I attended St. Mary's Academy in the East. That's where I graduated from high school. So I have a deep tie to New Orleans East. And you are absolutely right. New Orleans East is an economic, I mean, the opportunity. There were many grocery stores, varieties of things, all these economic indicators. We had Lake Forest Mall. We had, there were bowling alleys. There were things for the young people. And I get what you're saying about the story that the national media put out with the Lower Nine after Katrina. And I'm going to say this, the Lower Nine needs that economic boost. Absolutely.
Sure.
But what you're saying about New Orleans East, it should no longer look like it is still in recovery. We have invested families who want to see economic growth in their neighborhood. We have businesses that are saying that they want to invest in New Orleans East. We have to figure out a way to make that happen. It's necessary. Why aren't these things happening? Why aren't we making that investment? And I think that's the other question we need to address.
Yeah, when we struggle for affordable housing, I mean, I think there's no other place that has the opportunity that the East has. It just seems like we haven't been able to develop a strategy around it, a coordinated strategy of all the players. When you think about the population migration loss that we are experiencing, that in and of itself should cause all of us to be looking at ourselves critically in the mirror to try and figure out a solution to that problem and how we go about turning that tide, that trend, and reversing it. We hear the cry. I think we're hearing the cry loud and clear. You're in a lot of those meetings. I think we hear the cry. It just seems like we can't get it together. And it's sad when you drive through the East and you can visually feel, you can see and feel the struggle.
Absolutely. And it's a gateway through our city to the city center of New Orleans.
Sure.
People have to come through there. People see it. And it's hard to understand why. And there are many factors. So, that's for a longer show on a different date, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
There are definitely many factors that contribute to this, but I believe that the NOLA Connect, with getting some more of those community voices and getting businesses invested and coming together with a solidified plan of action, I think that can be something that can propel a new conversation, because what we're doing in the past isn't working. We need a new conversation and new action being taken specifically for New Orleans East.
Resurgence as opposed to resilience. I love it. Daphne Barnes, definitely a difference maker here in the city of New Orleans. Thank you for all that you do. Executive Director of Economic Mobility at GNO Inc. Thank you, ma'am. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
We will be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. When we return, we'll visit with Glade Bilby, president of the French Quarter Citizen and co-chair of SOS Save Our Soul Coalition Armstrong Park. Yes, 20 years later, groundbreaking for the renovations to the Municipal Auditorium tomorrow morning. We'll be right back.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.